The next one is the Festival of the First Fruits. It's found in Leviticus 25:10. It's one of the three Jewish harvest festivals. You know, they give thanks to God and honor for all he provided. The Jewish people didn't realize it when they first celebrated a very important day, you know. Because the priests that sacrificed Passover lambs were on the 14th day of the month of Nisan. On the first day of Passover was the 15th. The Feast of the First Fruits was celebrated the third day, the 16th of Nisan. This would be in our spring. You know, this third day celebration was the same day that Jesus resurrected from the dead. That's found in 1 Corinthians, you know, that's spoken of in 1 Corinthians 15:20. Paul refers to Jesus as the first fruits of the dead. He represents the first of the great harvest of souls, you know. That includes each of us, you know, that he will resurrect to eternal life because the blood of his new covenant that's spoken about in Luke 22:20. So this third day, the day that Christ rose again, is a festival of the first fruits. So it's a start of the harvest festival. They harvest at a different time than we do the first bit of produce of fruit coming. And they celebrated that, and Christ was fulfilled, and that his death was the first fruit of the many. That he was the first fruit of the many that would come to him because of what he did, you know. Because his blood is a new covenant for us. As he said, you know, drink this in remembrance of me, my blood, which is a new covenant that he made with us.